Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome! Again, it's another episode of Cheese Please with yours truly, Snarf Dude Smythe, along with
Daffodil Potter.
Hey! Harry's great distant god girl, right?
No relation.
Really?
No relation.
I always thought you were like you could get like free trips and free wands and maybe those little I don't know what they fly in brooms, right?
No relation.
I thought you could all get all kinds of free stuff at Hogwarts.
Not a real place.
Why? Yes, it is. Warner Brothers actually made it somewhere in England, isn't it? Where you can actually go.
Not
and
a real place.
It is. It's somewhere in England where they set up a sound stage and you could buy all kinds of Hogwarts stuff and then you could actually go to, well, you know, the university and spend like 6 months there and be a real wizard.
Not a real thing.
Oh, that's kind of depressing. I was kind of hoping to get there someday. I wanted to put it on my bucket list. But now you had to ruin it.
You can't be a real wizard. Take that off your bucket list.
Why not?
You can't fly on a real broom. Take that off your bucket list,
Why
too.
Not?
However, there is a real theme park.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about. In England.
Perhaps in Florida.
Florida? Oh, well, everything's in Florida. All these theme parks and old people. What is with that?
I don't know.
Anyway, on the show this week, we got to, well, this guy isn't old. He was rather small at one point. Then he was a hosiery. Hey, hey. We're profiling this week on the show Rick Moranis in an album that I've been looking for years and finally found it online. He actually cut it in the late 80s. One of my favorite things about Rick Moranis is him doing his Jerry Todd thing with the Supers. And the video stuff, hey, and he talked like this, hey. What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're giving me a weird look again.
That's because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm not going to argue anymore. I'm just going to have you polka. That makes you happy, distracts you, it's all good.
I like polka.
We got Peter Lamb with Peter's Polka coming up shortly, but we're starting off, hey, this will put you in the mood to be happy, Daffodil. Jolly Polka! Peter Lamb, of course, right here on
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back.
simple gay rhythm is one of the most refreshing dances done today. Although there are numerous versions of the polka, the heel and toe and away we go is by far the most popular, as well as the easiest to execute. By following the directions in the manual and listening carefully to the record, you will find yourself dancing almost immediately.
I'm sort of tired out just listening to that. Wow.
It's polka. You
polka.
Have to move.
That sounds more like fiddle music, sort of masquerading as polka.
It can.
Peter's polka, Peter Lamb, and that the Jolly Polka with Peter Lamb again on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we're mixing all kinds of stuff on the show this week. We have a profile on Rick Moranis.
He's Canadian, eh?
Hey, all right. He was one. Was he Bob or Doug? I always mix that up. Bob or Doug McKenzie of the Great White North SCTV fame back in the early
80s? I never remember that either. I just know that together they are Bob and Doug.
I never could figure out which he was Bob or Doug, eh?
He went to elementary school with Geddy Lee.
Really?
Who was in Rush.
That would make sense because with Geddy Lee, they cut... Take off, eh? No wonder Geddy Lee was actually in that record, eh?
That's why.
Because he went to school with him. Wow. Then in later years, he shrunk a few kids, didn't he?
He did.
With that Disney thing?
He started out as a radio disc jockey in the mid-70s.
Hey, though. Radio disc jockey. I know what that's like.
I know.
As a matter of fact, I think it was the second Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie that was written by Gary Goodrow. Who's Gary Goodrow, you ask? Gary Goodrow played Bobby Bogey on one of the episodes of WKRP in Cincinnati. He was the robber that took over the broadcast. Remember that?
Yes.
I'm just tying things in here, Daffodil. Continue.
I don't know. He was on SCTV. He made some movies. He made some big screen movies. He left show business in 1997.
Oh. What's he doing now?
Well, no, he came back to show business, but in 97 he left show business because his wife passed away.
Oh, gosh.
And he wanted to parent his kids.
Good man.
So he took a break.
But he's back, isn't he?
He's back.
All right.
He's doing all kinds of different things nowadays.
Well, back in 1989, he cut an album.
Cool.
And we're going to play some cuts from it. We got Jabberwocky. It's kind of odd. Coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Ipanema Rap.
Ipanema.
Sorry. Right Ipanema here on...
Ipanema Rap.
Okay.
Cheese, please, Rick Moranis.
Crack the bubble. The girl is tall and tan and lovely. And when she passes, all the other lads go, hey, she's real good looking. Never see her in the water. She is real continental. She moves so cool. She is swaying so gentle. And like a samba, a real Alabama. Said, ah, she real good looking. Oh, I would give my heart a real start. I want her so badly, I would give it real gladly. How can I tell her if I can't even spell her? I want to.
Do that one more time. Ow! Ow!
Cheese.
How the heck did you come up with the idea of putting the Lou Carroll poem to music?
I don't know where ideas come from. I've never known.
And it's such a plain Jane idea, you know. It's
if you just pour your heart out, pour your mind out, let it.
Do you have any plans in the future?
I'm not sure I know what you mean. Be a little clearer.
Can we expect to see a video of this thing?
I think that goes without saying.
Sometimes these things, what do they hit you square in the face, these ideas?
The two greatest lines I ever wrote, I wrote in the sand, and it was a tribute to the ocean. And when the water came, when the tide came in and took it away, I realized that's where that belongs.
It's been great talking to you. Thanks for the music.
Was really-
Oh,
Oldies with Rick Moranis and Jabberwocky, which apparently is a poem, right, Daffodil?
It's written by C.S. Lewis, or Lewis Carroll. The same person who wrote Alice in Wonderland.
I thought that was from Star Wars. You know, Jabberwocky?
No, Jabberwocky.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son.
Okay, we'll talk to Rick a little after we get off the air, but right now he's on remote line now. He's going to do the first official Cheese Please weather report.
If you say so.
Right here. Take it away, Rick, a.k.a. Jerry Todd.
Two words that begin with W, weather and watch. And we'll be watching the weather as we always do. We're going to check the weather. The weather's always worth a check. And it'll be variable and changeable, as it should be. Partly sunny, partly cloudy, clearing up a little bit. And then sometime a little later, we may cloud up a bit, and then it'll clear up again, as it always does. We may get a little bit of the wet stuff, maybe not. Maybe a little bit of the white stuff, and then it'll clear up again and be mostly sunny and a little partly cloudy there. And the temperatures will go down a bit and then edge up a bit later, and then level off nicely with seasonable highs and reasonable lows. Not too low on the low side, and that's pretty reasonable with all things being equal. Chance of a little fog in some of the low-lying areas with highs in the low to medium seasonable range and lows in the mid to highs. Right now, downtown at the airport, they're wondering, why is the airport downtown? Beautiful music, beautiful weather, sunshine, funshine, and moonshine music for you. Check it out. Enjoy it, won't you?
And back in the van, thank you, Jerry Tide.
Oh, my.
Well, it's the first Cheese Please weather report.
Well, interestingly enough,
yeah,
that may apply no matter where you are in North America.
Well, that's it.
It may, maybe in other parts of the world as well.
It's the ultimate generic weather report. It's a Cheese
it's
Please
perfect.
Weather report. And, oh,
it's perfect.
And so is this.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
And on the show this week, a couple of Martians that are not Ray Walston.
Okay.
You know Ray Walston, don't you?
No.
My favorite Martian from the early 60s. I mention it because, well, this song came out around the same time.
I'm not that old.
Neither am I, but I like this song. Here comes the Martian Hop, right here on
Cheese Please.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
I saw the Martians on the floor against me. da 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 da.
And his orchestra and Funny Bone. It's kind of funny. Puts you in a great mood.
It does.
It's like an earworm.
It just kind of creeps in there and sticks with you for a long time.
Oh, I'm going to have that for at least 3 hours after the show, I think.
We'll see.
Until I play some heavy metal music off the air.
Or maybe some nice classical music for change. Something from Phantom of the Opera, maybe, for change.
No, I want to rock out. What? I listen to other things than cheese. Come on.
Oh, I know that.
Little death metal is no big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. Oh. The last time you played death metal, the hubcap fell off the van. And I think we developed a new hole in the floor. It vibrates too much.
I just turn it up the bass a little bit.
And it's
bass.
Bass is a fish.
Oh, okay.
Bass is a sound and bass is a fish.
There's a rocking out, man, and just with this little toy. I know it's a toy electric guitar, but that's all I can afford. And then I just crank, I just play the death metal over it while I'm playing guitar, and that way it actually sounds good.
I was just thinking...
What?
That you ought to maybe play the one thing that you do well.
What?
Open the glove compartment.
Well, like this. Yeah, that's right. I sort of practice my death metal guitar yelling when I do this.
Shh, no yelling.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Yell quietly in the deepest voice possible.
Okay.
Here we go. That was interesting.
Thank you.
What did you find?
I'm not sitting on a toilet when I do that.
What did you find?
The Zappa Brothers and the Who Day song that I found online that's kind of weird.
Obviously, because it's on Cheese Please.
Until next week, folks. Oh, we got a few seconds.
Thank you for joining us for your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese Please with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil. Come back again next week and join us for some more of this cheesy goodness.
Yay! Until next week, folks. Goodbye.
Who day? Who day? Who day think gonna beat them Bengals? Who day? Who day? Who day think gonna beat them Bengals? Who day? Who day?
The banks of the Ohio comes that orange and black machine. They're the Cincinnati Bengals, the finest ever seen. With stripes upon their helmets and fire in their eyes, they take the field and will not yield. They're strong and tough and wise.
Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals?
The Bengals are on offense. There's no team that's so much fun. They throw the ball and make them fall when they decide to run. They pass and catch and move and block what power they have stored. They drive and drive and give high five as points go on the board.
Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals?
When the Bengals are on defense, there's no team they cannot stop. They find their foe, then as we know, they hit and stick and pop. They stop them when they run the ball, give nothing through the air. Yes, those they play have come to say of the Bengals, D beware.
Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals?
The players here all know so well the price they have to pay. They work and run, but then have fun when they show up to play. The other team can't slow them down. The title is their goal. Game after game, they'll build their fame and win that Super Bowl.
Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Beng beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they think gonna beat them Bengals? Who they?
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.